just a dead ringer for your mom. You know that type of thing? You got that here? No? Well, I'll go on anyway. This is fascinating. In Rome, now I'm going way back, people were afraid of tomatoes. They'd eat everything else, but they wouldn't eat a tomato. It looked poisonous. What had been happening is that they had served them for a while on lead plates. People were getting lead poisoning from the tomatoes. It was leaching into the fruit. But they thought the tomatoes were poison. They didn't think the lead was poison. It was way before we knew anything about lead poisoning, so why blame the tomato? But I consider the popularity of the tomato now in Italy. It was kind of strange and a weird little beginning for the tomato. And anyway, what happened? They started burying people who had eaten tomatoes because they looked dead, but they weren't dead. They were poisoned. So what happened was the doctor said, you know what? I don't think any of these people are really dead. And everyone went, ooh. Ooh. So they dug one up and they found scratch marks on the roof of the coffin. Good chance he wasn't dead. Early on in medicine, you know. Anyway, they said, from now on, we bury you. We're gonna tie a string around your wrist and we're gonna run it up through the roof of the coffin into the dirt over the branch of a tree and we're gonna hang a bell on the end. Dead ringers. You know, the guy whose job it is to sit in the graveyard and wait for the sound of the bell, that's called the graveyard shift. Really? I wouldn't lie to you.